The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
The second day of a civil case brought against former Sinn Féin president Gerry Adams was held at the High Court in London today. Plaintiffs have accused him of being directly responsible for the decisions made by the IRA to detonate bombs in England. Adams denies any role in the provisional IRA. And joining me now to discuss this is Mark Paul, London correspondent with the Irish Times. Good evening to you, Mark. And what happened today in court?
So today in court, Ciara, we heard from two of the plaintiffs in the case, who are two of the victims of IRA bombings in Britain. And we heard from Jonathan Ganesh, who was a security guard in 1996 during the London Docklands bombing. And he was injured in that bombing. He lost two of his close friends in the bombing. And afterwards, he developed mental health problems. He slid into alcoholism. And he had a really difficult time in his life. And he had to leave his job, and he revealed to the court that he had at one stage even attempted suicide in the years after the attack. And we also heard from Barry Laycock, who was a railway worker in Manchester in the 1990s. He was in central Manchester on the day of the Arundel bombing. And he very narrowly avoided death himself in that attack. He had dropped his phone. He bent down to pick it up. And as he was bent over, the bomb blast went off and the glass and the debris flew over his head. So we heard from the two of those men, and they spoke about the decision to take the case against Adams. They both spoke about the fact that they were trying to achieve justice for victims of IRA attacks. And they were pressed and cross-examined by Adams' legal team, and pressed on in both instances why either of them hadn't taken this case years ago. Because a central plank of Adams' defence in this case is that the claims against him is effectively time barred. So there was a lot of focus on that from the defence side. But there was also quite a focus as well on the impact that it had on these two men. And these are two of the three men who were suing Gerry Adams for a nominal £1. And then the other witness that we heard from today in the case was a former IRA man called Shane Paul O'Doherty, who was in the IRA, joined the IRA as a teenager in the 1970s. He was basically brought in to give evidence today as part of the plaintiff's case to try and buttress their argument that their allegation that Gerry Adams was a leading member of the IRA, and Shane O'Doherty identified Gerry Adams as a leading member of the IRA and pointed to a photograph of Gerry Adams in which he's seen wearing a beret, and he said that only IRA members would have worn those berets.
Okay, so some evidence was given that would connect him. The men affected by the bombings obviously highlighted the significant impact that it had on them. They both said that it was because of the case that Gerry Adams was bringing against the UK government that had prompted them to come forward. Is that correct?
That's right. And both of the plaintiffs who gave evidence today, Barry Laycock and Jonathan Ganesh, both mentioned that point. And they were pressed on their motivation for taking the case. Why now? Why Gerry Adams? Why didn't you take a case against anybody who was accused of actually planting the bombs? And what both men said separately to each other, obviously, but in their own words, was that when they saw that Gerry Adams was taking legal action himself against the British government and potentially also seeking compensation for himself from the British government, they said that spurred them into action. Jonathan Ganesh said that he just thought that was doing wrong by victims. And Barry Laycock also said he thought that was unjust. And both men identified that as one of the items of motivation that made them take this case against Gerry Adams.
And Mark, what do we expect coming up tomorrow? We've heard from two of the former victims of the bombings. We've heard from one former member of the IRA who identifies Gerry Adams as being in the IRA. What's still to come?
Tomorrow we'll hear the completion of Shane O'Doherty's evidence. We will hear from a BBC investigative reporter who worked on a Panorama documentary about Gerry Adams and his alleged IRA links. That is that BBC investigative reporter is a man called John Ware. We will hear evidence from him tomorrow. And then tomorrow we will move to a different courtroom to hear evidence from two anonymous witnesses. They've been granted anonymity by the court, Witness A and Witness B. And they will give evidence for the plaintiffs against Gerry Adams. And the case will continue on then into Thursday. It won't sit on Friday. And then we expect that on Monday and Tuesday of next week, Gerry Adams himself will take the stand and be cross-examined on the stand. And that will be the first time Gerry Adams in a British court and has taken a stand in a case about his alleged IRA links. Of course, he denies ever having been a member of the IRA or ever having sat on its Army Council. But this will be the first time that argument has ever been tested inside a court in Britain.
Mark, in terms of burden of proof in this case, this is not a criminal prosecution. Is it different?
That's right. It's a civil case. So instead of in a criminal prosecution where the standard of proof is beyond reasonable doubt, this is a civil case. So the balance of proof is on the balance of probabilities, which basically means, is it more likely than not? It's a lower burden of proof for the plaintiffs, a lower bar for them to clear. But, you know, still a long way to go in this case. The Gerry Adams and defence haven't begun to call their own witnesses yet, principal of which will be Gerry Adams himself. So there's still a lot of arguing to be done in the courtroom over this. It's also worth pointing out this case is not taking place in front of a jury. It is just in front of a judge called Jonathan Swift in the High Court, in the Civil Court here in the Royal Courts of Justice. So this case will go on well into next week, but depending on the result or ramifications of it, could last a long, long time.
And maybe lastly, DUP leader Gavin Robinson earlier said that if the court concluded that Adams was an IRA member or indeed the leader of the IRA, that this would be seismic. What would be the fallout for identifying Gerry Adams as a former provisional IRA man or indeed the head of such an organisation?
Well, Gerry Adams has always denied being a member of the IRA, being a leading member of the IRA, or ever having sat on its Army Council. So if, and it's a big if, but if a British court were to find, even on the balance of probabilities, that Gerry Adams was responsible for those bomb attacks and therefore was a member of the IRA and was part of the leadership group that said it, I mean, it would completely change and the argument and the debate around Gerry Adams' involvement in the Republican movement. It would turn on its head the argument and it would make it much more difficult for him to argue that he wasn't in the IRA. But look, as things stand, he denies it. And he's denied it in court. His legal team have denied it in court. He's denied it in previous court proceedings. He has never been convicted of IRA membership. And the case continues here in London.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Mark Paul there, London correspondent with the Irish Times.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.